A small crowd gathered on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol today for the Million Mom March. The Associated Press estimated the size of the gathering at 2,000. It was a fraction of the hundreds of thousands who showed up for the first Million Mom March 4 years ago. Organizers played down the poor turnout, but they acknowledge these are tough times for advocates of gun control. NPR's Libby Lewis was on the Washington Mall and filed this report.
Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy talked to the Mother's Day audience as though talking to them would make them multiply.
Hello! Come on, this is a rally! Hello! That's more like it! Happy Mother's Day!
McCarthy, a Democrat from New York, ran for Congress after a gunman sprayed a 9mm semi-automatic pistol on the Long Island Railroad, killing her husband. She decided to run for office after the incumbent voted to repeal the assault weapons ban.
September 13th, the assault weapon bill dies. September 13th, it's right around the corner.
Organizers of this rally, who include the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, believe September 13th is a key date to mobilize. It's when the current ban on the sale of assault weapons like AK-47s expires. President Bush favors an extension of the ban, but many Republicans in Congress don't. Many of the people here today were mothers and others who've lost children, fathers, brothers to gun violence.
I'm Joan Peterson from Duluth, Minnesota, and I'm here because my sister was murdered in 1992 by a handgun.
We asked her why there were so few people at the rally.
That's a good question. We know that we have many people here in spirit. We know that we have a lot of people here who were unable to come this time, some of whom came last time. I think the issue is important still to a lot of people, but maybe the first one was new. It was exciting. Nothing had ever been done like it before.
Today, gun control hardly makes it on the list of issues Americans say are important in the upcoming elections. There is also a split among gun control advocates over strategy and logistics. The Violence Policy Center, a major gun control advocacy group, says the assault weapons ban is mostly useless. Gun makers have simply redesigned guns to get around the ban. Josh Sugarman heads the group.
Why do you have people who are gun control advocates fighting for a law that really isn't working?
Sugarman thinks getting the ban extended is not worth the political energy the Brady campaign is expending. But he has a hunch as to why the Brady campaign is so focused on the assault weapons issue.
And I think the difference is maybe some people willing to accept a political victory. They feel that gun control needs a win, so no matter what, they'll fight for it. I would argue that those of us who work in the public interest have a responsibility to fight for effective public policy, not just for ourselves, but for those who have been affected by gun violence.
He says that as the deadline approaches, gun control advocates should be fighting to strengthen the ban rather than simply renew it. Back at the rally, Mike Barnes, president of the Brady campaign, says they'll be lucky if they preserve the ban in any form.
We've got a president and a Congress that are owned by the National Rifle Association and the gun lobby, and we're fighting them with everything we have. And we've got some of our friends in the movement who would rather sit on the sidelines and not be part of that fight. Well, we disagree with them. We're out there punching.
Despite the small turnout today, Barnes said the rally is a kickoff for a larger campaign that will focus on the states. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.